And we are
Four.
All here,
Boom.
I think.
Yes. Hello.
There we are. Okay. So welcome to episode 2 of Laughing to Work. Once again, I'm your host, Jason, with an N, Jason Latona. I'm here with my good friend, as always, John Witkowski. And we're also here with a new guest. Guest host, guest person, guess who he is. His name is Daniel Jordan, but his friends call him Danjo, and his really good friends call him DJ Danny D.
DJ Danny D? No.
That it? No?
No, I mean, that's my underground DJ name, but, you know, I don't have the business cards for him right now.
Okay. Well, welcome. I just want to start this podcast and your drive to work by addressing the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is me apologizing on behalf of my good friend John for eating a fucking burrito while we made our fucking first podcast. Two fucking burritos.
Two burritos.
You ate two burritos in that podcast?
Two fucking burritos,
man. It was like,
Oh,
the podcast is screaming.
I heard it. You were noshing on food right in my ears. It was great.
And I sent him the thing to hear right away, like the link, so he can hear it before it got published. And I was like, "Hey, man, I just want your critique and feedback." And he was just like, "Yeah, it was really good." However, was the guy eating and was he at fucking, what was he doing in the background? I'm like, because it sounded like he was in fucking Benihana's fucking cooking up pepper. There he is.
I was setting up a volcano for a family of eight.
Are you still eating?
We fucking did that. I'm cooking up a burrito right now.
Of course, a breakfast burrito. I get it. Okay.
We said if there's any weird lull in conversation like there was on the first podcast, we're going to say, Daniel, cue the John button. Perfect.
I got to get my whole set out here, man. Right. I got fucking 15 knives to prepare those burritos.
So, John, I'll just tell you this, a little background of Daniel and I worked together here in Singapore, and we know each other for about 2 years, and he's become one of my closest friends, if not my closest friend out here in Singapore. However, it's funny because he's the first person that I'm close friends with that has never seen any movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm completely cinematically illiterate. There's so many movies that I should have seen by now that I just haven't. So I'm 32, and prime example, you guys were talking about Scarface yesterday.
Yes.
Haven't seen it.
I wish there was a boot button. I would boot you.
I've seen the bits and pieces of him like in a tower of cocaine and like shooting a machine gun and like doing really, really bad Spanish, and I've seen that stuff. So it's like I've basically seen it, I guess.
Yeah, you know. That's it. That's 100%.
I'm like, if there's ever a Scarface joke on TV, I'm not gonna miss it. It's always gonna be the obvious Scarface joke. Nobody's like a nuanced Scarface joke that only like three people are gonna be like, "Oh man, you guys, he definitely mentioned that third cousin."
Where they had an emotional exchange in the park.
Yeah.
You're never hearing that.
That's true. That's true.
See, I don't even know what you're talking about because I haven't seen it.
Well, let me say this. Daniel, you have a YouTube channel. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Oh,
like
sure,
what you do?
So like he was saying, Daniel Jordan, Danjo, and then my YouTube channel is Hey Danjo, because I like to just kind of spark conversation. I feel like it's very friendly. And I mean, I walk around with heart-shaped sunglasses all the time, so much so that I have them permanently like baked into my cheeks from sunburns, which is awesome now. But
so with that being said, what like being a homosexual male?
I mean, the fact that I still get to have my girlfriend, it's great. Yeah.
She don't mind. We don't mind.
You know, you just be free.
We're super gay friendly. John went out with a male model last night.
I heard about that. I heard she was lovely and he was very respectful.
He was straightforward about his intentions. You know what I mean?
That's nice. That's what you want. You know, somebody who's honest.
That's right. He was very aggressive.
Daniel,
woman. Yeah.
Talk about some of the things. So you, because I know you're, I've told John this, you do videography, you make some really, really cool videos. Like, how long have you been doing that? Is that like a pastime, a hobby, or something?
I guess photography for me has been a hobby since about 2013 when I went to a music festival and I saw one of my friends there who was taking photos of the event. And I was kind of like, I want to be able to do that. And so this has always just been kind of a hobby. And because I'm ridiculous, I tend to go and buy like expensive toys, but that's not how I started. Like I grabbed an old shitty DSLR off of Craigslist and I had one lens and it didn't shoot video. And all I did was take photos and I would just like try to work that lens. And I learned as much as I could about photography. And then cut to, honestly, just being here in Singapore the past 2 years is when I really started doing video stuff. Because that's when I upgraded a camera. And even then, I upgraded to a camera that was from 2014. So it's still an old camera, but it did video. And now I've just taught myself as much as I can. And thankfully, we have friends here like Kim and Jiko and Melly and all these dancers that are incredible performers that we can kind of utilize each other's talents to make some pretty cool stuff. So
yeah, exactly. No, and that's one of the reasons I want to have you on here, because I just I love you. Some homo.
A little homo.
Yeah, there's okay. Always some homo.
It's okay. And, you just said it. We're gay friendly.
It's okay. And but no, I do. And I think you're an awesome guy. Like I said, John and I have been friends literally since for 27 years, since 10th grade. And it's so weird because like I've had so many people in my life come and go, and John and I literally
up over that many years. Is
what'd you say?
The sexual tension that's built up over that many years.
Yeah, that's true.
Astronomical.
I mean, I'm feeling it over here. It's nice.
And what I want to say, the only reason I'm still with John. I swore 4 years ago, I'm like, I ain't breaking up with this guy until he gets good internet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gotta be numero uno next time.
Cause Daniel and I are both on like half a G right now, half a G, like 0.5 G.
Did he just die?
He might've just died.
I did.
Oh, man.
I did. Just so you know, I would like to say a little hungover, okay. But that would be, can understate.
I mean, I'm proud of you.
I am. Thank you. I'm in that limbo between hungover and still drunk, so I've opted to grab another beer.
I mean, that's the right choice.
Direction. That's right.
Here. I just finished the remaining bottle of my 80 proof Sailor Jerry's. Shout out to our sponsor, Sailor Jerry's, Viagra, and
Xanax. It's a manly drink.
Shout out to our sponsors from Sailor Jerry's and Viagra.
They're not our sponsors. They're not going to like that.
Yeah, they'll like it.
They'll like it.
But, Dan, you said you were drinking some very...
Oh, yeah. Super awesome rum.
High-end rum.
Yeah. It's called Cruzan.
Oh, I thought you said Tom's. Tom's rum.
Cruzan. Like, yeah, Tom Cruzan.
Tom Cruise is rum. He has a good rum.
Yeah, he does.
So I was, my wife Sarah. She, you know, we were driving home because we were thinking about, you know, potential topics and things like that to talk about, you know, and I was going to ask you, Dan, what you feel like living in Singapore, and you're getting ready also to move back, like I am, back to the U.S.
Yeah,
you know, like. You know, what are some differences here? Or what are some things in Singapore, if you could like say, you know, just that, like first couple months to come to your head that like living in Asia, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what
it, yeah.
You know, like the expectation versus reality, that kind of
thing. Oh, absolutely. And I mean, one thing that is kind of skewed for me though, is that I did spend 2 years living in Japan immediately before I came here.
Right. And how was that?
I mean,
Japan. Have you ever been to Japan, John?
No, I have not.
Oh my God. I thought Japan was like amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, Japan is like a different world. It feels like a dream, most of it. And the people there are just the nicest, kindest, most gentle little people.
I don't know if I told you this story. Like, I was on the, I don't know, their subway system. What is it called? Like the
Shinkansen, the bullet train?
Not the bullet train, like the MTR or the MRT.
Whatever their version of their public train. Oh, the JR. JR, there it is.
JR. Yes, that's it, the JR. And I was on the JR, and I was coming back from Shibuya to, my wife and I were staying at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And
Shibuya, that's the name of the place?
That is the name of the place. That is like...
Oh, I gotta go.
It's called Shibuya.
It's so cool, man.
Yeah, my wife and I were on the way back from Shibuya, and again, they have like these, it's kind of fun, it's not funny because we talked about it yesterday on the podcast, but the seats that are reserved for like, you know, senior citizens and elderly or fucking pregnant people, whatever. And the train was quite busy because it was like business hours time. It was around 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So the train started getting quite busy. And this older couple came on, and there were a lot of young Japanese kids sitting down. I got up from the seat and like motioned to the this older Japanese man. Elderly Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
And I motioned to him like
an easy 300.
He's about 300 years old. Actually.
Still spry.
Oh yeah, but dude, I offered him my seat.
Yeah,
and dude, the way he like he looked at me when I stood up and I was like, "Here you go." I'm like, "You can sit down." And I clearly he didn't speak English, but he got the gesture. And he went,
"Oh man!"
He's bowing for like 3 minutes. Like I literally felt like this is what it feels like when you fucking slay a dragon.
Yeah.
At a fucking Knights Templar, and this is like that's what I felt like.
The most adorable cartoon characters on the planet.
Oh man, I fucking loved it.
Oh, they're amazing. So, cut to moving to Singapore.
See, you made ahead,
yeah.
Wait, yeah.
Stereotypes. It's the way you guys. It's Japanese because again, I've never been there. Over there in Asia, you're confirming that in fact the old people are 300 plus, and they're nimble and super. But the thing is, anybody got like my people around and shit? Is that happening over there? Or a lot of Sailor Moon types running to and fro?
I mean, I think, was he asking if there was like flying squirrels and Sailor Moon type shit? And the answer is yes.
That's what I think. I from what I got out of that is I'd love to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Because I love to fuck squirrels and I love to dress like a moon man.
But he can, and everyone would celebrate him.
Yeah, only in Japan.
Everyone would want to take a photo with a strange white man.
Hey, you know what's speaking of, this is a funny thing, you know, because Jandra, have you ever been to Thailand?
Yes, I have been. I've been to Phuket and Chiang Mai. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So I was telling John this, this is a conversation again we had like a while ago. hold on as I pour my second glass of our other sponsor, Hennessy. Thank you, Hennessy, for supplying me with the cognac for tonight's podcast.
I've chosen to stop pouring a glass. I'm just drinking it straight from the bottle like a pirate.
That's smarter.
Oh, that burns so much. Oh my God.
They make awesome, but really drinking that alcohol straight like that down the gullet, man, it's gotta burn.
It does burn, it does burn a lot
after a while.
I was saying because I've been to Thailand. I remember the first time I went to Thailand, and or even here living in Asia, I had no idea like how hot an Asian man it couldn't look as a woman.
It's impressive.
It's fucking really impressive.
The lady boys.
Yeah, and it's funny because like most of the Chinese guys or the Thai guys and stuff, they're hairless. They kind of got nice cheekbones and shit, you know, and they're kind of fat. And I'm like, I said, how much money? I told John this, and I showed him like a photo of like, I'm like, dude, would you fuck her? And he's like, fuck yeah, dude, she's hot. And I'm like, that's a guy. Now, and he's like, yeah, I'd still fuck him. He's hot. And I don't fucking blame him.
Yeah, I mean.
But I said, how much money do you think it would cost to turn like that fucking little Thai boy into a fucking girl? It'd be like $11, you know, it'd be like $11 worth of cosmetic surgery. But now I know you don't, like I said, I've seen John for plenty of time in person. John is a man's man.
Ooh.
Man's man. I mean, you know, he's like, he had a beard when he was like 14.
Do you need a moment to be alone?
No. And no, but what I'm
this is getting very sick.
No.
Later. You can't see me, but I'm raising my eyebrows.
You should be. But there's an ending. There's an end to this. And what I said to John was, I was like, John, how much money, dude, would it take? Because like I said, if you picture John kind of looks like Popeye, but like way more manly. Like way more manly, rugged version of Popeye.
So also super gay?
Super gay.
You literally just described a buff sailor.
Yeah, if Popeye fucked Pluto and had a big kid, his child, their kid would be John. Okay. That's what John looks like. So anyway, and I said to John, I was like, dude, what if you had I spent $11 million. You're like, Jason, my fucking lifelong goal is to be a fucking lady boy. I identify more as a woman. Fuck it. I'm like, dude, I'm going to get you $11 million. He goes in for fucking surgery. Comes out 48 hours straight surgery. Jesus. He walks out. And then they say, hey, why does that dude have a dress on? Because there's no fucking money that could turn John into a lady boy. Anyway, that was
I mean,
that's
it.
Wow. That's why there's so many in Thailand, because it's literally, they get their milk money from school. They're $3. And they're like, you know what, instead of getting lunch, I'm going to get a sex change. I'm going to become a fucking woman. Here, I think it's maybe an American thing. I don't know. Over here, like he said, it's a process, man. It would be, for me, like it would be a fucking process. They'd have to put some time in. There'd be some fucking heavy equipment. They'd have to get some fucking forklifts going. It's
that's
not going to be
a... That's not an easy operation. That's not an in and out.
But I don't blame them. You know what I mean?
Because if they're listening to you, you're a specimen.
it's like I feel like, you know, if you could be a woman, I feel like that's the better option. And if you don't, and it's not sexist or anything like that, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it 100%.
Well, I mean, you've been thinking about this a lot, Jason.
No, I've thought about it for the past 4 minutes, and now I'm going to fucking say what it fucking is. Ready? And change my fucking mind. Here it comes. This is off the fucking cuff. The reason why it's better to be a fucking woman than it is to be a man is because you never see any fucking ads for women to fucking shrink their vaginas. There's always ads to make your dick bigger and creams and pills to fucking last longer and make your dick bigger, but there's no fucking thing that makes your fucking vagina any smaller. Henceforth, it's a fact of it's better to be a woman.
Is there not? I feel like there totally is ads for that.
There 100% might be.
I feel like we're searching for the wrong
thing. Kegels.
Maybe I've seen some of those ads.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I don't know.
How much research are you doing on vagina shrinking?
You know, just a random Wikipedia perusal.
That makes sense. Honestly, it's the sailors. It's the Sailor Jerry's talking.
Keep up with
it's the Sailor Jerry's talking.
I just want to know, it's the Cruzan rum.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
No? I don't think anyone has.
Yeah, it was the only bottle, and it went.
I will say though that they carved Cruzan into the bottle, so like that was. They took time to make this one bottle. It's special.
Like I said, it's hard to drink. The other thing I was gonna say that I've learned about living in Asia, other than ladyboys, is you know, my wife and I were on the way. We were taking a bus actually back to our house today. And one thing that I wouldn't have known before, unless I lived in Asia, is that, you know, if you ever, you know, as a kid, you like, I'm sure we've had these conversations as young guys, like growing up, like who would win in a fight, like Superman or Hulk, you know? Yeah. If you could have like a superpower, like would you want to be like, super strong? Would you want to have X-ray vision? You could only be one, you know?
Yeah.
And I know what mine would be after living in Asia. My superpower would be have the skin of an Indian.
Oh.
An Indian. Dots, not feathers.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
no.
Native American Indian?
Yeah. And Daniel, I'm sure, has seen this. I have seen an American man welding, you know, welding like a fucking pipe or something.
Yeah.
He's got a full, you know, that suit on with the super thick gloves and boots and a fucking mask. And he's got like three other dudes with him and fucking boots and mask. Now you see that same thing happening here. It's someone welding. It's an Indian guy sitting with fucking bare feet, like with his eyes like 3 inches away from the fucking welding. Equipment, like just and sparks hitting him right in the fucking eyes, and he's not even fucking.
I mean, I would never want to do that. That sounds awful.
But you've seen it.
I have seen it, and I. You want that? You want that ability?
I'm just saying.
I don't know how to weld. Do you know how to weld?
That you could join the apprenticeship, man. I think you can get that ability. Yeah, I think it's
you build that.
It's
up.
Achievable.
That's not just Indians, kid.
All right,
that's not uniquely Indian superpower.
My fucking life, you fucking assholes.
I mean, just hard work and determination in a long time. You could probably build up that.
You should really know how to damper someone's fucking Indian dreams.
No, you're right. If you want it immediately, you probably need some Indian skin. But you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to get Jason some welding stuff, man. I think he'll probably appreciate that.
He wants to learn how to weld. I get it.
Hey,
I started a podcast.
That's a superpower to him.
Podcast to tell you, I'm a welder.
That's right. I've joined the Boilermakers Union. I'm on my way to God.
I personally don't know any welders, so it's a fucking big deal to me. Okay.
I actually know two.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I have more friends in
welders
that are professional welders.
Yeah, I have not seen movies though, but I have two welder friends.
But okay, but why have you not seen movies? Like, okay, we said you saw Back to the Future.
I've seen Back to the Future. I've seen Lord of the Rings. I've seen the Star Warses. I even saw them before they were like. Yeah, I mean, how Star Wars. Star Wars I don't know.
Star Y.
I guess it's already plural. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
For Star Wars is Star Wars.
It's already plural. Got it. S is... look, plural's...
The hard work's done. It's pluralizing. It's already been done for us.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? I mean... Anything that's made me laugh. I'm more a fan of comedy than anything else. I wouldn't know if I can even pick a favorite movie. I guess like Anchorman always like rings true to me.
Well, like if you,
John,
I was gonna say out of the six movies, what's your favorite of all that you've seen? Anchorman is probably one.
It's fucking easy to pick when you only saw five fucking movies.
Okay, well then, like, let's break it. How about by genre? Like, you know, ask me what type of favorite movie I have, because if I'm going to pick from my limited selection, let's see. If you were to be like, what's the greatest this of all time, and then have me guess.
Greatest, I don't know. Now I'm a fucking drawing a blank here.
Well, like you were talking about Halloween. I've not seen any of the Halloweens.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, not a single one. Because I don't really watch horror movies, or I just don't like them.
Or movies about holidays.
Or, you're like,
or movies about people.
We could have taken out horror and just said, I don't watch movies. So
he's like, I hate movies with fucking holidays, with fucking people in them.
Hey, Daniel, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be an actor. You want to watch any movies? Nope.
You don't want to ruin it. See what everybody else is doing. Shit, right? You got to come up eventually with your own way to do it.
That's true. I'm going to be a pro arm wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's achievable, Jason. Your arms are like brick houses.
I do have big, pretty big arms.
You do.
I am. John, what do you got?
Jesus. What do I got? I got
long
dong, right? I mean, I'm surprised we're not going with that.
This podcast has been hot.
I mean, okay. After a few drinks, what I wanted to say at the beginning of the yesterday's podcast was my long time friend, and what came out was my long tongue. Long tongue.
And then it was a very confusing way to start, but I stuck with you guys.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nice. We got there. You had me laughing.
That's what we're banking on.
If you listen to our podcast, if you just make it through even like about the first 30 seconds of it, we want you on our podcast because we think you're a special kind of fucking person.
Yeah. Right?
It's true. The best was after the podcast where Jason was giving me the business on my eating and stuff, and he was just telling me you could hear the Japanese people speaking at the hibachi.
You're absolutely eating into the microphone.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
You can't call him like the bad guy on this. You're like, yeah, let's do a podcast.
No, of course not.
I need to wait.
I just said he should have reckoned. He should have brought it up during the podcast.
I should have said it now, so I can address it.
I fucking froze, dude. I fucking froze. I thought I was coming in. We're gonna come in fucking hot. We're coming in fast. We're coming in fucking hot.
No, actually, I think if we go back and we re-listen to that podcast, you're probably going through like all the stages of denial and like anger, grief, like all of those things. Like we can hear it in your voice. It's just like, no, he's not eating a burrito. This motherfucker is eating a goddamn burrito.
You know, the more you say burrito, the more I'm tempted to throw it in the microwave right now.
It doesn't matter. Your internet is garbage.
No, it's so bad. Dude, he's like, because he's in Orlando right now, but not in Orlando. He's like in some fucking, like he's like 60 miles out of Orlando where they just found, like they just found out about fucking computers and internet and shit.
I can't even remember what those like suburbs are called, or else I would like try to make a local joke, but I can't.
Where are you?
Lake County.
I'm Lake County.
I know that name, and that exactly is Lake what County. Jason said.
Mount Dora, Eustace, Umatilla, Tavares,
community theater plays Leesburg. In Eustace.
Sorry.
Oh yes, they got a little thing out here, man. It's a little community. I couldn't even imagine those plays.
I mean,
just
they
knowing
were,
the people
we
around
were actually
here,
fun.
Like
we did Avenue Q and Hairspray and stuff. It was just a time for these little old white people to be like, "Oh, theater, this is great." Yeah.
I couldn't. Mostly country folk out here. So I couldn't even imagine them participating.
I had to sing Schadenfreude and stuff because we were cursing at them and screaming at them and it felt so good and they all loved it. It was great. We had a happy time at the theater.
Hey, wait, what years did we live in Orlando at the same time? I was there from 94 to 2006.
Oh, okay. So I got there in 2008. So we had just missed each other.
All right. Gotcha.
That's crazy.
And John ended up moving to. You lived in Orlando too, right? Yeah, obviously we lived together. Or not lived together, but
I did until 2000. The end of 2007, I think. I moved just into 2008. Is when I think Labor Day of 2007 is when I moved out of Orlando back up to New York.
Right, no, I remember because I was living in L.A. at the time.
Wow,
I just moved to L.A. Or I was getting ready to move to LA. I think I was visiting. I remember you calling me and telling me you're back in New York.
Hmm. That's kind of crazy that like you guys were just leaving Orlando and then came in right after you. Yeah, exactly.
It has to be one of us here at all times, right?
John's there right now.
He's there now. He's got it.
Yeah, he's when I get
down. Oh. I'm coming home now. I was like, oh no.
So wait, we're like 5 seconds.
Oh, okay, good, good.
No, they sent me an email.
I'm not too sure if that's okay. We thought John had this doomsday theory that at 30 minutes we get kicked off of the podcast, but we're at 30:10.
It's not a doomsday theory. Maybe it is. The doomsday theory is we know already the countdown to Kirkpatrick, and that day when that day comes.
Wait.
We know we're going to have.
I'm sorry.
An issue
what?
There. That's the doomsday theory.
Okay, let's we'll back up for a little bit for anyone who this is an inside thing. We're going to make it a fucking public thing.
Hold on. The countdown to Sir Patrick, like Stewart.
Okay.
I'm going to make fun of this.
I got you.
Jason,
I'm going to walk you through real shit. Okay. No, I know you're a.
Right now is
this the stuff you got to worry about.
But for some inexplicable reason.
Okay. And you're an inspirational guy. You're a motivational guy. And you. I'm going to ask you just a series of questions.
Okay.
Right? You just. Daniel specifically.
Yeah.
And you answer them. Do you think that every day is a new day to start over? Just yes or no. Doesn't have to,
no.
Yes or no. Okay. Do you think, are you optimistic about your future?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think other people should be optimistic about their future?
Yes.
Do you think that tomorrow could be better?
Yes.
Okay. So the series of questions I just asked you, and you answered yes, that does apply, and I agree with you. I agree with you completely, and so does John. I know he does. John, you agree with him? Okay.
I do.
We're at a point now. This is a very pivotal point in the podcast, right over we hit the 30-minute mark. So, folks, if you're still with us, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You've made it to the deep zone. That's what we like to call it. Every 30 minutes, we get into the deep zone.
Okay.
And we also agree that your life can be better, and it can. Every day is a new day, and you can start over, and tomorrow could be better. And, you know, you can always reinvent yourself. However, this does not apply to one individual, and that individual is none other than NSYNC member Chris Kirkpatrick. Because in 2002, he hit his peak. And ever since then, he's been getting a little fatter, a little older, and having a little less money. And his life gets a little bit fucking shittier every fucking day.
Right. You can't. The Kirkpatrick effect essentially is you reach this point, like at this level, when you've gotten and you've had so much, and you've had it all, and you slowly, you know, you can, like, looking back, it's like, you know, it's terrible. Every day you're a step further from the greatest that you ever could have been.
That's
by
it.
Far. He never belonged there.
You have a beautiful girlfriend who I'm very fond of. I think she's a wonderful person. You know, it's possible you could get married and
who knows?
You could have this new career and stuff like that. And there is hope for your future. Now imagine if you did No Strings Attached and bye in like 2001, 2002. That it's not as good. Like, that's not as good as back then. So cheers to everyone who's not Chris Kirkpatrick, who's doing better than him right now. Everybody. Wow. It's fucking deep. It's deep.
I mean, you know, where's the lie? I get it. That's fine. I'm a believer. Put on the tinfoil hat. I get it. I'm behind that. I never want to reach that plateau.
Yeah.
I have an additional theory that once he gets to that point where he realizes where there is no like literally hope to die, he knows.
That's what Kirkpatrick means.
That's the day the world knows. Yeah. Hope has died. I believe that there'll be some sort of atomic explosion. I do believe that that'll be probably the end of the world. Hope will have died that day.
I hope he's not listening. I have so many friends that I'm like, actually,
I'm certain he's listening. I'm certain of it.
Yeah. He's literally listening right now. There's a fourth person in this podcast. He's just had his phone on mute. And now he's been crying. Like, thanks a lot, asshole.
Let's be realistic.
Both laughing and now he's honestly distraught.
Let's be honest.
But that just is a testament to the fact of how bad his life has become, where he's listening in on our podcast right now. That's his life. He's listening in before he's even fucking published.
There's no way he could have worse internet than John.
No, that's true.
He can't hear us. And if he does, he can't hear us anyway.
Yeah.
No, he's the only person that probably has worse internet than me. If there's one person that I feel thankful for, when I thank God, I'm like, at least I don't have Chris Kirkpatrick's internet signal.
Wow.
Because
he's
got that quarter.
Yeah, you had a half G. He has a quarter G. He's an 8G.
Guys, that was a journey.
Yeah, I know. It took 5 minutes. We're back.
I've dreamt that I was just in it, and I was like, all right, what's about to happen?
You're back. Now, it sucks because it's a ride you don't want it to end. It's a, you know, it's a thing. Now it's over. Now you don't know really how you feel about it, you know?
I feel like I threw up a little bit. I feel like I was excited at times. I was scared at times. I wondered when I thought about
it. There's a lot of ups and downs.
There was a lot of things happening.
You ever realize when you drink too much where you're not, like, sometimes you drink a lot and you're funny, and, like, that's me.
Yeah.
And, like, I drank so much that I'm past that point. Now I'm not funny anymore.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not funny anymore. I hit that.
I was going to say funny looking, but it's too mean, and I'm not like that.
And it's too, isn't that, I think we're funny looking. Like, hey, I'm not funny. You're not funny. Funny looking. I feel that's what it deserves. Do I need to put a burrito in?
That's why you invite me to this conversation, is for awful, awful puns.
Honestly, it was so nice, Daniel, to a clear voice, because normally, like when I did the podcast yesterday with Bane, It was really hard. I mean, he really wanted to,
you'll talk about slow speeds. I was born with dial-up.
It's quite nice to hear another human voice.
I also love that, like, everyone's impression is terrible. It's all just a bunch of, like, oh, yeah. We're like... We're just doing velociraptors at this point.
Oh, Jesus. We're at about 40 minutes right now. And like I said, hopefully, if you listen to this at all, may God have mercy on your soul.
I think they had fun.
You know, I mean, I hope so. I hope so. I had fun. Well, I had fun, too. Dave, thank you for being on with us.
I didn't. I could have a fucking burrito right now, to be quite honest.
You can go have it in like a couple seconds. Just wait.
I know, but it's 3 minutes.
John wants a burrito in his mouth.
40 minutes of your same path.
Absolutely. On that note, if you've been with us on this 40-minute journey, it's been 40 non-burrito-filled minutes, so we made it. Hopefully these podcasts get better and better. And John, actually, if you want to, we're going to do a GoFundMe so John can have internet. And
ladies and gentlemen, could you imagine? We've got a man. He's sitting there. This is a full-grown man. And we're reaching out to you for this GoFundMe thing. Full-grown man and his shitty internet. No human beings live. In 2019,
you can't even finish your fucking shitty little monologue without your internet cutting off. You can listen back to it and you're gonna realize that it fucking cut off. That's how shitty his internet is. For myself, Jason Latona, Daniel Jordan, and John Wachowski, thank you guys for listening. It's we're 40 minutes in. We hope you made it to work. We hope you made we made you laugh. We made ourselves laugh. If we didn't make you laugh, if we did make you laugh, thank you. Have a blessed day. If we didn't make you laugh, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck either yourself. Way. Tell us what you didn't like. I love it.
Talk to your psychiatrist.
All right, we'll see you next time.